wrote letters in to it. And Angela, the little girl that has muscular dystrophy, she sent her letter in. Wasn't it a few days till they called Dartha at work? She's secretary to the chief of police, Chief Tackett in Marietta. And they called her at work and told her that they had won, that she and Angela was the mother and daughter of the year. And she was thrilled beyond words. And little Angela says, well, says mother, says, I felt like we'd win. And sure enough, they did. And they really had a wonderful something out of that. They gave her a plaque with both their names on it, a beautiful plaque. And they made pictures, some of the nicest pictures I've ever seen in my life, and gave them to her. Of course, they dressed in these long dresses and very pretty dresses. And one picture, the main one that they enlarged for, was $360, and they gave that to her. And they gave this big supper in the biggest hotel in Atlanta. I wish I could remember what it is, but I don't remember. Anyhow, it was a swanky place. And they'd been to lots of places. And Dartha says, mother says we've never been to anything like that. Said she never saw such a fabulous supper in all of her life. So that was good, said it was out of this world. She said they just almost made a pig out of themselves eating. It was so delicious. And that was all free. Everything, so much that they did for them. And they had their picture in the papers, on the front pages, Marietta paper. And there was a big article in our paper here about it. Of course, I was into that a little bit. Must always get in somewhere. And I like to do things like that when I have something that I'd like to write up.
Oh, what kind of things do you write?
Well, lots of times I write for the church. You know, when we're going to have special singings, special groups and things like that, I put that in the paper. And then I have another interest, too, that I didn't tell you about. I'm the flyer girl at the church. I take care of all the bouquets, keep them changed and arranged. And
what kind of flowers do you use?
Lots of times I use fresh flowers, and then again I use the artificial flowers, which they're almost as pretty as fresh flowers. Lots of them you just almost have to feel like you have to smell them to see if they're real, touch them, see if they're real. And I fix different arrangements, and then I'll take one, leave it a while, and go and change and take another one.
What type of flowers?
Mostly, you know, roses and carnations and just different things. I have a real pretty tulip arrangement, and I put the kind of arrangement for the particular time of the year. I try to as near it best as I can. And people do enjoy them. And I think nice flowers in the church really looks good. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy doing that. Of course, it takes a good bit of my time to do it, but lots of times I get thinking about it, I don't have anything but time, and so why not?
Tell me about Angela. How did you, tell me some about your granddaughter.
And that one, granddaughter?
Uh-huh.
The one that has MD?
Uh-huh. How did that come about?
She's adopting a little girl, but we love her just like we do with our own flesh and blood children. Mm-hmm. And when she was about a year old, they was giving those shots that's always required of the babies to have now. Well, she was pulling up and walking in her bed, walking around her bed just as pretty as you ever seen. And after she had these shots, she went down like a light, couldn't walk anymore. And they did everything for her with all kinds of braces and everything that they thought would help her, but it didn't. In fact, the business, it's getting all over her now. And she can use her hands and write. She writes very pretty, and she's very smart in school. She likes to draw, and she's taking art. And they have her to take everything.